What's happening? What's happening? What's happening,
what's
y'all?
Going on? What's up?
What's up? We are live in the virtual studio. It is time for SW Podcast. It's Wednesday. It's
and you
July
already know.
14th. And we are getting ready to go get back on the road for the SW Podcast promo tour this weekend.
We'll be in Jacksonville.
Yes, y'all. So, you know, we excited. It's a week of excitement for us, you know, gearing up to things and then going into it. But also because it's Wednesday.
Hump day.
And every Wednesday.
We're almost here.
And every Wednesday it is SW Podcast. What's up, Queen?
Nothing, chilling, Queen. It's like you say, it's Wednesday. That y'all know what time it is. Y'all should be used to this by now.
Yes, ma'am. They definitely.
It's been a 4-year go round.
It shouldn't even be no issues, no questions, no nothing. Ever, you
just
know,
keep your notifications on for Wednesday.
Yeah.
Or whenever we pop up.
And you correct.
Know, you won't.
You
miss
know,
it
won't never be too hard for you to get involved because it's easy to be reminded. We definitely got the notifications for y'all. Number one, but number two, your subscriptions. If you subscribe to us on YouTube, you're going to definitely get the, it's going to tell you during the day, throughout the day or whatever, that the show coming up. So, you know, get those notifications turned on, y'all. We is ready to get it started today. What's happening, Queen? It's Wednesday. It's July 14th. We had the weekend. You know,
it's
a lot going on.
I mean, a lot going on. A lot. A lot going on in the city, a lot going on in personal lives. But you know what? We grateful. Shout out to the Big Ben area, all y'all peoples that we know, don't know. Appreciate y'all.
We appreciate all y'all. What's happening, E? What's popping? We are happy to be here today, E. So, you know, we're going to get into this.
E, I watched a little clip of your show, and you talking about the roaches and all of that was just, you got to go back. I got to go back and watch the whole show. So when I'm at work today, I will go back and watch the whole show.
I try to catch E show, like, on live.
We live?
Girl. He tickled because for one, he's funny because he tickles himself a lot.
I know his wife, I know she be laughing. Girl. I know he keep her laughing.
And then he always got a cup. So
E, you know what, E? I'm gonna make you a cup with your that's just what I'm gonna do for you, E. But it's gonna be a coffee mug.
He say Puffy was wilding.
Well, Puff always wildin'.
Yeah, he always wildin'. So, y'all, the name of the show today is called On My Mama. And we already had the topic, you know, everything picked out for the show or whatever, but I could not come up with a title for today's show. So, I vibe every morning to some music. So, after I got myself situated for work, Phoebe give you them drinks, E. Don't be throwing Fee under the bus like that. Do not do her. So I was, you know, vibing to my music, and then this song came on. I just had it on the library, so it was just playing. And girl, it came on. I was like, there we go.
On my mama.
We talk about mama kids today. Mm-hmm. We talk about black mamas. Mm-hmm. It's comical. It helps
black mamas.
You know, we talking about black mamas, y'all. Black mamas are funny. We black mamas. We black mamas. So I already know, child.
Black mama
laughing at me. What's up, Queen?
You don't want no black mama.
Who don't want no black mama?
Look, you don't want that black mama to come out. That
oh nah. I mean, because we already carrying the black, but you don't want that side to have to come out because that'd be a lot.
As my children say, Mom, you crazy, Mom. That's part of you. I just hope I ain't one of them mamas that the children be embarrassed if I be going off.
Well,
but I try not to go off on people while my kids are around.
I mean, you know, it, shit. I ain't gonna even. Things happen. Things happen. Yeah, I'll say
that's
that.
True.
Things happen.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. So, y'all, our quote of the day is, because for one, today we're gonna have a little. Let me just go ahead and tell you what today's show is about. We're gonna have a little bit of back and forth about some mama quotes and some famous things that mamas say. You know, the things mamas do, everything like that. We're gonna jump all into that, and we want y'all to kind of like give us some feedback. Let us know what y'all think when we talk about these quotes. Let us know if you done heard it, if your mama done said it, if you said it. You know. Cause we repeat these things. It don't just end.
I can start saying stuff that my mama be saying or my auntie them used to say
all the time.
That I be like, dang, that sounded like my mama. Dang, that sounded just like me though.
So, our quote of the day is: I always thought I'd be a patient mom. But then I watched my son try to zip up his own jacket. Let me tell you something.
Hold up. Well, how old was the son?
You know, a child in general, a tiny child trying to do it themselves.
Because even,
And you know, one thing about that will test a child tying their shoes, a child putting on their own clothes, a child doing anything that you know you can do faster.
Especially when you're in a hurry,
and they want to do it themselves. They always say, "I got it.
Yeah,
I can do
But you're going too slow,
and you gonna let them do it. But it's just the fact that you know, girl, you go over there, you be like, okay, son, listen, you're doing it. You take too long. You been did everything for them. They be like, God,
but I still get on my son about that now. He 15, finna be 16 in a couple of weeks. And I be like, hey, you moving too slow for me, bro. I asked him to do something. I do it. Don't worry about it. Because you just... taking your time. I ain't got time, man. I'm always timing myself when I'm doing something. Like, bro.
Me you too. Just,
Let's go. Let's get it. Let's get it done. Let's get it over with. And even when it comes to just doing stuff, get it done now. You ain't got to worry about it later.
I don't have when my kids were younger, I had way more patience than I have now. And the older I get, my patience is coming back. But like, you know, sometimes I'm finicky about that. Like if you take it too long, definitely I'll get up and do it myself. But for the most part, my patience level for ignorance, it be the issue. Like
That's the issue.
If I know when a kid know better and they doing stuff because they just want to do it, or you just being lazy and, you know, just BS like that, man, I'm finna snap.
Real quick. Like,
I'm finna snap, queen. Thank you, E. Yes, I am rocking the baby hat, E. It's lazy.
Have you seen them baby hairs that you can buy now, though, E? And you can just lay them down on your head now.
Girl, stop playing.
I'm dead. Look it up. You can find it on YouTube, but they got the baby hairs that you can buy now. I'm dead.
Queen, you almost made me drop my phone. They buy baby.
But look, you know anything that got to do with hair, you know I know. But when I seen it, I was like, hell no.
Queen, they sell baby hair.
They selling the baby hairs, girl. They selling the baby hairs.
That'd be so this, you know.
I seen it on IG. That's the first place I seen it on was IG. And put her hair back in the ponytail.
I didn't know that either, E. I just got taught something too. You know, she a beautician, so she know that type of
thing. And they got the color. They got colors.
They got color baby hair. Like the blue, color purple, of the hair.
Red. Yeah, blue, purple, red, green, yellow, orange.
You play way too much. So we got a lot of...
Look, I'm going to find the post and I'm going to send it to you.
That's ridiculous. I don't know what to say about that. But I guess it's for the people who don't got edges no more, because you know they done put all that They done pulled their edges out. They can't grow anymore. The follicles gone.
Yeah. I feel bad for them.
Yeah, me too. So maybe the baby has for them.
For anybody. Hey, look, anybody that want to buy. You know, hey. Yeah, when I seen that they had the eyebrows that you could put on, come on now. Yeah.
Girl, you play. Girl! Listen, I'm not, okay, I'm not finna play with you, queen. So, y'all, today we, since we talking about All My Mama, we about to start dropping these 21 Black Mama sayings that I'm sure we've all heard at some point. Either we've heard them, we've said it, we've done it, we've exemplified it, we've repeated it, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And yes, E, she said colored baby hairs. You know, this industry is going too far, but I'm gonna tell you something.
Yeah.
They make things for everybody. They not everybody. Leave anybody out.
They don't discriminate.
They ain't gonna leave nobody out.
When it comes down to that paper, when it comes down to that green baby, it ain't no discrimination.
They gonna get that money.
They gonna get that money. They gonna get that dollar.
They gonna get that damn money. Mm-hmm. So yeah. All right, so here go the first one, y'all. I'm not one of your little friends.
Oh. You ain't even say that right, though, queen.
Okay, so you want me to do
I'm
it
not
like
one
in
of your
voice?
Motherfucking little friends.
See, oh.
That's that mama there. I'm not one of your effing little friends.
So we're going to do the whole mama tone.
That's the whole mama tone.
Okay, well, let's do it then. All right. So you handled that one. Queen, how often have you had to use that with your children?
I probably use it with them now that they older, but not really often because they already know. They already know. They ain't even finna try. Now, me and Rashard, me and him joke more than me and Zoe joke. So sometimes I might be serious and he might think I'm joking. I might have to say, look.
Yeah.
But when he hear that, he'd be like, all right, Ma. And he go on do what he need to do because he already know. He might not say nothing to me for the rest of the day because he like I didn't cuss.
Because you gonna piss that babe off.
Look, my son is a straight Leo. You hear me? A straight Leo. Like Rashard is just that kid. If you didn't piss him off, and it don't matter who it is, he ain't gonna say nothing to you now.
Yeah.
The next day he'll be all right.
But other than that,
you
cancel.
You cancel. Yeah, you cancel all the way. I feel sorry for his wife.
I haven't, Leo's something hard to deal with. I haven't had to really use the I'm not one of your little friends phrase to my children, but my mama done used it on me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like
my mama never used it on me.
Girl, shit. I was the oldest. So I used to raise my voice back. If my mom, especially if I knew my mama was wrong about something.
Yeah.
And she used to blame me for so much stuff. Now, like now, you know, as an adult, I was like, yeah, you know, that was wrong. But then I used to be like, Mom, you ain't gonna get mad all the time and come and blame me for all that.
No, that's right.
And you know, and I'm saying it like she talking to me though, instead of in a child monotone. I'm using her tone. So of course she knocking me out and slapping me in my mouth. Boom. I used to get hit in my mouth more than any other child in the house. I could say that. Yeah. Cause I wasn't a bad kid, but I would have word for word.
Yeah. Now see, that's what I didn't do. My brother, on the other hand, yeah. But me, I just, and that's probably what Rashard is like is. I just didn't say anything.
He closed my mouth.
Juanita didn't jack me up in front of Zoe, them daddy. When I was a teenager, I mean, jack my up, boo. Like, girl, look, it took Kevin and my brother to get her up off me.
Girl, my mama slapped me down in front of somebody I thought I was going to go on a date with. My mom used to do embarrassing stuff. Like, I could never, like, the things our parents did back then, I could never do to my children now. Like, I don't believe in embarrassment. Like, if we are going to embarrassment, if you feel like you finna try to embarrass me. Oh, bitch, we finna show out then. Fuck it. All
you can get it anywhere. They say you can get it anywhere. You can get it anywhere. It don't matter.
Don't try me now. Don't get us out here into public places and try me, because I don't appreciate that.
You can. Get
I wouldn't. I wouldn't have never been that type of kid.
Mm-mm. I ain't finna try one either, child. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Child, my mama nerves. My mama nerves was bad growing up. So if you try her. Baby, just the fact that you try her, the shock of you trying her, is that's traumatizing for my mama. She finna hurt you.
She finna hurt you.
She finna hurt you.
It take her to a whole nother different state
I'm
of mind.
I'm telling you. So definitely, I've definitely been told I'm not one of your little friends. You better calm your damn voice down. I don't know who you think you're talking to. My mama, like, you know, at first before it got, like, where I actually was giving her word for word, when she would hear my tone change, it would start off with the warning, you better calm your ass down. But mm-hmm. after that, you know, when it got to the point where I could say what I want to say and think I could walk off down the hall, girl, my mama be down that goddamn hall so fast.
Then she out there running goddamn track, baby. She down the hall on you. Real quick.
Hey.
Now, Zoe, I do have to say that to Zoe, like, because Zoe is the type of kid, when she's an adult now, that Zoe very opinionated. I always tell her, like, she never been a kid that got into, like, fights and stuff, because she'll kill you with her mouth. Like, my mama always tell her, I know you be out there cursing the mature now. But the words, her word game is on point, baby. Yeah. Like, she'll break you down from her mouth. Boy,
that's how my children are. I don't like them.
See, I was one of them ones. I like to fight. Baby, the first thing you say to me, you make me mad, I'm ready to fight.
I'd rather fight. I ain't doing all that talking.
All that talking, I ain't got time. I got lip service. Mm-mm.
No. So, the next one. Do I look like Boo Boo the Fool? Do I look like Boo Boo the fucking Fool?
I ain't never used that one. And I ain't never got that. My mama ain't never said that to me.
But I done used it. Kids say they got sense. You know, kids these days... See, my mom used to tell us, you ain't going to be able to tell me certain things because I done been there. However, yeah. I knew my mama was lame in a lot of aspects of life and place in things that I had. Because I've done more than my mom. My mom had a very closed-in life because she's been nothing but a mom. You know what I'm saying? From time she was 17 on up, she'd been a mom. So her life was very, very limited.
Very different.
So it was things that I could run game on my mama with, and she ain't know what, you know, some things she'll go for the okie doke. But when I try her in the olden days before she was, you know, I was old enough to know that she prepared to answer these questions and look at you like, is you trying me? I used to think that I could say certain things and mama be like, girl, get out my face. Who do I look like, boo boo the fool? Because my mama ain't never used the words fucking. She'll say like damn and hell. She might come out and say ass if you done pissed her off real bad.
Well, that's when you really done pissed her off. Yeah. Damn,
you got to have pissed her off.
That's how my grandma was. My grandma wanted to curse her, but if she cursed, oh, baby, you done pushed door to the limit.
You done pushed the buttons. You done pushed buttons that you can't come back from.
Mm-hmm.
A hard head makes a soft behind now.
Oh, always. 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 I use that with anybody. I tell an adult that. Like, always.
A hard head makes a soft behind, baby. Don't do what you're going to do, though.
Yeah, and that it's easy to get in trouble. It's easy to get in trouble, but hard to get out.
I'm telling you. First of all, check your motherfucking tone. That's the one I heard.
That sound like my mama. That sound like my mama. I ain't even gonna get on my stepdad. It take my mama to tell you about my stepdad and how he talked to his children, and they be darn near, especially his daughters, like in tears, because they don't want their daddy to look down on them. Or talk to them, and my mama always told him, "Nah, I discipline Zoe, Candace, and Jerome. The way you talk, my turn ain't used to that. And even though my auntie Nancy was a cursor, and my mom, but not like my auntie Nancy, and definitely not like my stepdad. Like, see, my stepdad from South Florida, Palm Beach, Belgrade. So, baby, whatever word come out his mouth, baby, you be like, now we laugh. Even my kids laugh when he be saying stuff. And my mom be like, I discipline Zoe, Candace, and Jerome, because they ain't used to your type of language.
Girl, my kids had it bad because me and their daddy both ain't got no goddamn sense when it come out of my mouth. So, I will say, that's why they both curse the way they do. I know that's why they do. I pulled up one day to the house. I was just sitting outside in the car.
They be cursing.
Giving myself, you know, my time before I come in the house because I had a long day that day and I didn't want to go in with no attitude. So I sat in the car and meditated for a few minutes and listened to some music. And
got yourself together.
Yeah, girl, popped open my wine before I even made it in the house. You
No.
Girl, I turned the music down because they had the TV up pretty loud. I turned the music down just a little bit because I noticed that because normally when my kids hear me pull up, they all out the window, they all out the door. So this thing is my girls and then it's my niece Bree over here. So I turn down the music, child, and I hear Erica talking. And I could tell the way she talking, the way it came out of her mouth, she said it and walked away. You know, with an attitude type of way. Girl, she said,
Erica got that thing too when it comes to the attitude. Erica got it. She got it. Erica got it all day long. Like, play with it.
Queen, she said, I don't give a fuck anyway. Oh. Real loud. And walked on down the hall. And from my car, I sent a text message and said, tell Erica she need to calm down her mouth now.
Look, I'm going to just use the church finger.
I just, you know, because for one thing about it, I'm not that type of mom that's hypocritical and believe that, you know what I'm saying? I know what them children do. And I was that same kid that would curse and say things.
All day long, baby.
I would give a damn. That's why I know I curse the way I do. I curse as a kid. So
all day long. Them kids
It was in high school though. I wasn't like cursing in middle school and elementary school. I cursed in elementary school one time when this girl hit my sister, but that's another story. Stop all that crying before I give you something to cry about.
Oh yeah.
That's the craziest shit I ever heard, Nato, when you think about it.
Well, what you gonna give me?
If I'm already crying, what you gonna do? Give me something that's gonna make me cry more?
Yeah. when you do tap them and you get them from the back and they go.
Oh yeah, that'd be that hard one. Ooh, baby, I done had that choke and cry so many times. That cry that make you stifle. You be like,
girl. Oh Lord. Like I ain't even hit you that hard.
That hurt that baby. Girl. You got McDonald's money.
Oh, I say that now. You got Joy money. You got Joy money.
Now before my kids. Before my kids became little hustlers, I used to be able to say everything to them. Now I can't say none of that. I'm a,
you can't say
child, nothing. They got their own damn money.
They got their own money.
Child.
Look, I'm trying to debate if I want Rashad to get a job when he turns 16 in the next couple of, in about 2 weeks. If I'm going to let him get a job or I'm just going to make him do like we did, Zoe. Just focus on your studies when your senior year close to the end, then you go get your job. I ain't made up my mind yet, but see, Rashad, he get a job, he gonna be trying to buy Jordans all the time. I'm telling you. Because he saves his allowance for Jordans. But want you to give you, he tell me, well, you need to give me money to get a haircut. I give you allowance every week.
Child, shit. Well, he need to buy his own haircut. Now, at least you can pay for your own haircut, son.
Rashad be like, I'm saving my money for something.
Oh, okay. And if he's saving his money for something, I'm understanding.
Girl, that joker could get that haircut. He gets so much money from Christmas throughout his birthday.
But if
he get money and stuff, and save.
All he have to do is say, even if he's saving for something, if he get an allowance every week, out of one of the weeks, you should better pay for your own haircut. That's all I'm saying. Don't. That's an excuse. And E, yes, I was a saint in high school, E. Don't you get in trouble falling behind them little white kids now.
Not the white kids.
Man, my mama ain't never said that to me. My mama ain't never said that to me, but I done heard people say their mama said
Yeah. It has been some. I ain't had to say that, but yeah, it has been some parents that had to say that to their kids. But I done heard some parents say that to their kids. Don't be there. Baby, follow behind the white kids if you want to.
I ain't never been no follower, but baby, I know I ain't never been no follower, no white kid.
Mm-mm. I tell my nine, you're going to be a follower.
I hope you know that schoolwork like you know them songs.
I ain't never had that said to me, and I don't think I ever said to my kids.
I ain't never had to say it to my kids, but I used to always say to my kids, God damn, y'all learn them songs so fast.
Think about how we was though when the songs was written in the album covers and stuff like that. Baby, you know, you knew the whole album, baby. The whole album. I'm gonna tell you something. I was a kid in elementary school when I moved to Tallahassee that had problems. I was behind in reading level. That actually helped me reading the album covers and able to read the lyrics.
Now that's a real good thing right there. That's a good thing.
Actually be able to read the lyrics and ask. And look, they need to start going back to that because some of this stuff that these kids be saying don't even realize what they be saying.
That's probably why they stopped doing it. They ain't want them to know. They just want them to hear the music and make it popular.
But it's if you have, I used to have Google Music, but they switched over to YouTube.
Yeah,
and some of the songs you can actually read the lyrics on.
On my Apple Music, they got the lyrics. So yeah, it just depends on certain apps, and if you pay for apps, you're gonna definitely have access to certain other things. So
yes, baby, them words.
Yeah. You smelling yourself? You smelling yourself now?
Now that one, my stepdad. Oh, that nigga smelling himself. That nigga smelling it. Yeah. Oh, you smelling yourself? Mm-hmm. That's what it is. That my stepdad word though. It is for any teenager. Oh, that nigga smelling himself.
Smelling himself. They smelling themselves. They got.
Hey, you know how my stepdad tall, dark. Can't that voice carry? Oh, nigga, you smelling yourself? My mother tell her Santasha.
When we get in this store, don't touch nothing.
And I did one time when we was in Atlanta.
She told me, and I did one time.
When we stayed in Atlanta, in the Target, I stole the bubble gum and got my behind whooped right there in the Target at the cashier. I was six years old.
Oh my God.
Don't touch nothing. And I took the bubble gum and stole the bubble gum.
Oh my God.
But didn't even get out the store, girl. We at the register. I'm gonna throw my behind up.
Oh, your mama. Who found the gum, Candace?
My mama. Because
You eating the gum.
I'm eating the gum right now.
You a damn fool. right there in front of the lady. You gonna pull the gum out in front of the lady. You try her.
Girl,
you try her.
I got my butt kicked, girl.
Girl, you try her.
I know
I didn't wait till y'all get out of the store. I know she did.
Girl, not at all. And look.
I know she did.
My mama was a young mama like me. You know, she was a young mama like me, so girl,
you tried your mama. Yes, you did. Fix your face.
That part. My friend said that to my daughter all the time. You better fix your face.
Man, and when I say that to my kid, I always laugh inside a little bit. I always do a little giggle. Because, baby, My mom, one of the worst people in the world to get on people about facial expressions because she never ever smiled. She ain't smiling till she laughing about something. You know what I'm saying? So she one of the worst people, but she used to get on our ass bad if we just was sitting on the couch with an ugly face. Fix your face. You ain't got no reason. You ain't got no bills. You ain't got nothing to worry about. You ain't got no reason to be on like that. Fix your face. Well, damn.
I got schoolwork. I got my friends over here. This little boy that I so-called like, that like me, I got something to worry about, Mom.
They ain't never think we had stress in our lives.
Never.
You got no stress. I don't care what Sammy Mama does. I'm not Sammy fucking Mama.
Girl, stop. Shoot, you going to stop with these things, girl.
You told me to do it in the mama tone, queen. You told me that.
But that's true. Sammy don't live over here. Sammy live where they sit at. I don't give a F.
Now, that's one that my mama used that on, I think, several of her children. Because... we used to be like, well, such and such finna go, and that's who I be with all the time, Mom. You always say, I ain't such and such, Mom. I don't care what they do.
That's sure what they say now.
They can let, and then here go the biggest one right here. If they go jump, they finna jump off the roof, you gonna jump with them
for the bridge.
Golly. Like, how many times you gonna tell me that? You done said that 7-8 times today.
You gonna jump off the bridge with them? Be my guest.
You gonna do foolish stuff like that. You a follower. Girl, the thing.
And then that's a whole nother subject. Cause if you being a follower, that's something else too.
But that's not like they'll call anything following. Just because I want to go hang out at such and such house with the crew, I'm being a follower. Golly. Keep playing and see what happens. I don't have to say that to my kids before because
I'm playing with you. Because
they play too much. Kids play too much. You tell them that y'all might be watching a movie. They keep doing little stuff. Look, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Or pat you on your foot trying to act like they don't know you don't know it's them. And now I gotta kick you real hard and show you I ain't playing with you. Stuff like that. And then I done said it. Keep playing to see what happened now. All right. Now next thing you know, this is what happened.
That part there. Kids.
Kids. That was number 13. We get through them pretty quickly. And then here go one right here. This is what the girl mama say to the boys. This is what the girl mama say to the boys right here. Is that your little friend right there?
Mm-hmm. And they
mm-hmm. Looking up and down.
She ain't the one. She ain't even the one. That'd be crazy because my best friend dated this guy. She met his parents and everything. They act like that their son was too good for my best friend. When my best friend got, I don't even think she was married yet. She was married. The mama ended up calling her.
To what? Apologize?
Not even to apologize to see what she I guess she thought she, I don't know how she, what, man, I can't even remember why she called her, but she was just being nice to my friend, and she ended up congratulating her and stuff about her. She heard she got married and stuff, but now you want to call my friend because she thinks she the one for your son now, but see, she wasn't the one when she came to your house. I say, boy, look at him.
They be women be real. Women be just as protective of their sons as men be over their daughters. Yeah. So I don't really, but it's always a nastier attitude from the black moms.
And I got that when I was when I dated Junior, because I ain't even gonna, anybody know me, they know who Junior is. When I dated him, his mom, she didn't like me at first. She didn't like me at all. But when me and him wasn't dating and I end up being friends with his oldest sister, and was over there to their house a lot, even when me and him went together, she started to got to know me and was like, oh, Candace is a, she is a sweet girl. Like, oh, mm-hmm. now you know me, but you used to tell the other kids, oh, she thinks she's just all of that. She, look, I can't, look, I don't think I'm all that. I just don't say much. I speak, I know how to be respectful to adults, but I know when somebody don't like me, even if you are a grown adult and I was a teenager, I feel your energy if you didn't like me.
Right.
And she didn't like me, but when she started to get to know me and seeing me being around and her daughter and stuff being around me and talking, she was like, oh, Candace is a nice girl. And she told him, you get to choose between, you either going to be with Candace or you going to be with whoever he was dealing with at the time. You need to choose. So if you're going to be with Candace, you need to be with Candace. But see, when he wanted to be with me and we was together, you ain't like me.
You ain't like it. You ain't like it. Well, you know, they real protective over their sons, child.
And yeah, and then she island. She, you know, she from Panama. So that's a whole different story.
And then a lot of their sons don't be shit. And then, you know, when they be the ones doing all the, causing all the ruckus in the relationship, and the mamas be very, very protective of that instead of just being honest with their children. You can't be that parent who overstepping the boundary of being too protective of a situation. This is a grown adult. Make him accountable.
And he wasn't even a grown. We was teenagers, but he was a teen parent.
Oh, Lord.
Had a baby from a chick that was a little bit older than him that was actually grown. Mm-hmm. So she wanted them to be together. That had a lot to do with it too. She wanted them to be together. Well, but then it just ain't
right. But now that you say that, now they was children too. So shit.
Yeah.
So they was children. So she was even more protective of her child because that was her child.
So.
All right. So is that your little friend? Yeah. But didn't I tell you?
Didn't I tell you?
So basically with that one, they put the didn't I tell you, because you know that starts off a lot of different sentences, a lot of different tones, a lot of different hollering. You know, if I don't walk in my house and I see shoes everywhere, didn't I tell y'all to put y'all shoes up?
Didn't I tell you to wash your
after these dishes? Shoes with these groceries. Girl,
kids say you got that trash.
Kids say your blood pressure. I'm telling you, I love my children. My kids ain't never been no children that made me have to fuss about a lot of big things. It was all little things, little things and big things. Don't let your mouth write a check that your ass can't cash now.
Yes, now that's that old school. That's that grandma. Great grandma there. That's that old school there.
That's an old school one there. That's the old.
Old school. That's that old school back in the backwoods countryside.
That's an old one right there now.
Everybody heard that. If you ain't heard that, I don't know where you've been at.
And that's a good one for when you done started something with somebody and now you gotta finish it. Stop running in and out of my damn house.
Letting the AC out.
Close the screen, though.
Get water outside. Go to the spigot outside and drink some water.
Come out there and use the spigot. Listen,
don't come back in here till the damn street lights come on.
These kids would not be able to survive back then.
Not look, especially not in the summer, baby.
Man, the summer baby, was the look worst. The summer was the worst.
The summer was the worst, but I guess it was kind of different for me once I moved to Tallahassee and I was able, because I didn't want to come to Tallahassee, but when I got here, didn't want to be here, fourth grade. But when I went back that summer, I was like, oh, I can get used to this. Because I'm able to go be with my new friends and still be in Polk County over the summer. For the whole summer with my family and my other friends and stuff. Baby, we ran the streets in our little small town. We was there. So we get up, do our chores. But 5:30, baby, we head to the basketball court because we know that's where all the boys going to be at. we walk in the streets, baby. See, I was going out to like parties and stuff when I was like in the fourth, fifth grade.
Yeah.
Like my Uncle Willie would do a little, he had his store, and on the other side of his store was a little arcade that he had. So he would have little parties. So look, my auntie was letting me, my auntie Nancy, Pinky Mama, she would let me go. And then my cousin Leisha Mama, if I'm over there staying with them, you know, they let us go to little stuff or up.
Some we was hanging friends. Out with all the big kids.
Yeah, we was hanging out from the age 10 to it was some, it wasn't really no 18 year olds in there. We'll say from 10 to probably like 15
mm-hmm.
was in there. Or one, I remember one party that our friend Larry them had at their grandma house, at their grandma or his mama house in the den. Child, we was in that thing. What? I ain't even gonna go there.
Girl, my mom, the whole stop running into my house strategy fell to the wayside when they had grandkids, for one. I'll say that. But yeah, my mom will tell them, y'all, slow down. Don't be running in this house. Don't be playing in this house. Don't do this, don't do that. But then again, she'll let them play in the house. She'll let them do this. She'll let them do that. So it's a lot different now. But we had, when I was, for my Sweet 16, we had a huge Sweet 16 house party at my house. When I tell you, everybody from the seniors down to the freshmen,
the freshmen
was at this party. The streets was full. The neighborhood was full. The cars was all up and down every street. It was the biggest house party. And I was like, dang, my mama allowing this. That's when I was like, okay, that's why people like coming over my mama's house. She was cool to everybody else, but to us, she was like.
But to her children, whole different ball game.
Girl. But everybody love my mama. They love her.
Whole different ball. But it usually be like that. Like my auntie Nancy, she the most stern, strictest one. So kids be talking about mom mean. As my cousin say, who in the hell gonna come take care of her when she get old? She mean as hell now. Like, I was like, she might end up being nice. Some that be mean now, they end up being real sweet later on in life.
Yeah.
But her house was the house that all of us want to be at. Cause she was real stern. She ain't played no games with us. But we knew if we wanted to go somewhere, Auntie Nancy gonna let us go. But you're going to get the rundown now. You're going to get the rundown what you going to do and can't do. But she going to let you go.
She's going to let you go. That was the house to go to when you want to go do what you want to do.
Yeah, but she ain't played no radio. So you knew like, okay, auntie going to let us go. Let us be on our best behavior.
Right.
Let's do what she tell us to do.
You got to be good trying to get to where you're going now. You got to make sure. If you know your auntie want them dishes washed, y'all get that kitchen clean. Make sure no tracking in and out that house. Don't have her talking to you. Making sure things are just situated. You got to just do stuff. And then speaking of that, you smell like outside.
What outside smell like?
Outside, just, you know, sun.
Look, that one was Sean. He said, what outside smell like?
Girl, everybody know what outside smell like when they told they smell like outside. They just go bathe. As soon as somebody tell you, you smell like outside, you just gotta bathe. That's outside the only way you get like the outside. Only way you get rid of the outside scent is taking a bath.
It's just you just know you've been outside.
Yeah, you know, it's not like
it ain't a particular smell. You just know that you've been outside, you sweaty, you stank.
Even if you ain't even sweaty, just knowing like just okay, because most girls, if we done got cute for the day. But we done went out there to hang out at Tom Brown Park.
Day party.
At the park. You know, we know that we done been outside because the heat from your from the perspiration. Or if you outside in the sun, just the sun coming down on you. My grandma said to me one day, she was like, y'all smell like y'all done got baked by the sun. And
I ain't never heard that one, Queen.
And I was like, because of course we was darker.
Yeah.
Girl, we had done came from the luau. This was after Kappa Luau.
Ooh.
And came back to the house.
Come on, 1999, 2000.
Girl, I got a picture of myself and my grandma won't lie. I was crispy.
We all was. We all baby. Was. We was the luau. We all was. Cause luau was that thing out there midway. Baby, what?
Baby, you hanging out the whole day.
The whole day, the whole weekend. You hanging from Friday to Sunday.
It was music parties all day. It's all day long the whole time you out there. So when you go back, you go leave one day, go home, get some rest, come back the next day. But it's a party all night. And then they got something going on, like a club going on, like the after party. It was so much going on for Luau time. But child, yeah. So, I bought you in this world.
And I'll take your side. Play with it. Play with it.
Queen, you put that whole serious look. You put that whole serious look on your face, man. You talking about play with it.
Play with it. Try me if you want to now. Try me if you want to. See what happened to you.
That look was so serious. Ooh, child. Girl, go sit down somewhere.
Go sit your ass down somewhere. That one. And they might put that MF in there. Depends on where your mama from.
Golly. I've never seen a kid follow a person around so much. Go sit down. Girl, that's how my baby used to be on me. Eric used to be right behind my ass. Everywhere I went. Right here. Pulling on my shirt. Pulling on my pants. Pulling on something.
Mom.
She ain't saying nothing. She gonna cry and do all that when you leave her presence, because that's a problem then. But as long as she can stay right there, she was good.
You said that, but you always said that that's how Erica was, and she was a crybaby when she was a baby.
Oh yeah, my baby was a crybaby. She was definitely a crybaby. She was.
That's my girl, though. Her and Jada, they're my girls, though. They're my girls.
She was a brat. Shalon spoiled my baby, though. She made my baby a titty baby. Because when she was watching her, we having this conversation right now, like we on the phone.
On the phone?
Because I forgot to say she was a boob baby.
Y'all know what she mean. Look, we're going to keep it 100. We're going to keep it G today.
But yeah, child, she used to fall asleep with my baby on the chair everywhere. Erica would not even sleep in her crib because she was always under Lonnie boobs.
Yeah.
So when she would, like, I had no boobs. So, and at that time, I had no boobs. Like, I got boobs after I got married and stuff and got a happy weight on me. I never had boobs, Queen.
I feel you on that, though, Queen. It's like they came from out of nowhere.
They came from out of nowhere.
It's like the nigga hit 38 and they start growing. I'm like, why could have this at 15?
Girl, I like boobs now. You know, I never had them, so I like them now. But so she would be, you know, my baby would actually like cry with me sometime when I try to rock her. She'll get up and go to Shalom. Like, so that's who I would leave her with. Shit, you want to switch out on me? Here. And that's what she would be. So, you know, but she would follow me. But as far as me just her being a spoiled baby, she was spoiled. So she would definitely follow her mama around everywhere. If somebody hit you, you better hit them back.
You better hit they A back.
Say it, Queen.
You better hit their asses back. And look, and some mamas gonna add all, you better hit asses back. You better beat them down till they can't even, you better sit till you see blood. Some mamas will tell their child that.
And I'm always the mama that say if somebody hits you, because I ain't never want to have my kids the ones out here starting fights.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? I was
don't
always
start like, the fight, but you damn sure better finish that.
You better finish it. You better finish it.
You better finish
they
that.
They think quiet kids just think
my mama always say, like with Rashard, because Rashard don't like, well, now one of my kids don't like confrontation. I don't even like confrontation myself.
Right.
But my kids, they just don't like confrontation, period. So my mama always say Rashard is scary. She said, because Rashard don't bother nobody and he real laid back and calm.
That'll make him scared. Them boys
a person like that, you catch them wrong, it ain't no telling what they might do to you.
And here, Leo, them people sit back and think about stuff.
Contemplate.
Yeah.
And Rashard say he don't care who have a baby from him. He gonna make sure she get a DNA test. He don't care if it's a wife.
No, Queen.
No, we was having having a discussion about a family member.
I'm about with Rashad these days.
Girl, look, you know his mama over here agreed 100%. I said, oh yeah, son, I don't care if it is your wife, because them bitches cheat too.
People cheat in relationships.
Like, yeah, son, yeah. So Rashad said, well, why won't everybody just get a DNA test? Because I'm gonna get one. Even if she's my wife, we still gonna get one, because I ain't gonna take care of nobody, child. And then you tell me that it ain't mine 18 years later. I say, well,
by the time he had kids, I know they can already do this.
I know they can already do it now while they're pregnant.
Mm-hmm. But if you know. By that, he can go ahead, if he don't want to be on no birth certificate and all that, after the fact, he can go on and pay for that to happen while she got the embryo growing inside of
him. All of them, dude. That thing was so funny. I say, girl, me and Zoe couldn't do nothing but laugh, like. But that's my son, because I tell him now, you ain't obligated to take care of no woman till you make her your wife.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to, because I know he going to be that type of person that he just kind hearted and he will. Because he got to like you though for him to do something for you. He ain't gonna just do something for you. But I tell him all the time. And somebody was like, well, why you telling me? I was like, cause chicks these days, I don't know who raising this chick that's gonna be in his life. I don't know who raising her, but I know what I'm gonna tell mine. And I told, like I tell my daughter, to take care of yourself. No man ain't obligated to take care of you. You married, you still need to be able to stand on your own, and you can't really truly depend on a man, because see, people will get up and leave any day. Things happen. You don't want to think the worst, but you always got to be prepared. Baby.
It ain't even about thinking the worst, it's just about being prepared. Because my grandma always said, every time you get paid, you need to pay yourself. Because that, you know, you never know what type of shortcoming might come up. So,
and a lot of people don't understand that.
And you know, it's just the fact that it's just the fact that trust has to be earned. People cannot just say, just because I'm in this relationship, I have to fully give all my trust or have like 100% trust for you. No.
No,
with the life is situational anyway, and yep. You know, being a mother to let me say this first before I even finish that. Our factor of the day was being a protective Black mother isn't a parenting choice, it's the only choice. We don't have any other choices. We're supposed to be helicopter parents because we don't have an option.
Especially with all the violence and stuff that's going on against our children,
right?
Against our race, period.
And you know, and growing up, that was a lot of what we heard. We had to hear, you know, with those old sayings, a lot of the things that were said from our Black parents back then was due to the fact that the outrage that was going on. Because we're speaking freely as the in our community right now. When I say this, yeah. So. We got the Black on Black crime in our communities. That's something that we have to fix in our communities. It may not be a such thing as Black on Black crime, but we have violence in our communities. On top of that, we were taught growing up that is already a big issue, and we saw it. We were a part of it. We saw kids being murdered by police officers. It may not have been as publicized as it is now back then when we were growing up, but it was happening. So, you know, it's just a lot that we have to prepare our children for. So a lot of our sayings come from preparation and just having to be these mother bears over the nest. You're protecting your cubs at all time. And
even what you're saying, I just thinking about last year, even though we was on lockdown, but all the stuff that was happening over there off of Houghton Street last year.
Yeah. It was a lot going on. It was a lot going on.
We're in the middle of a pandemic and it was going on, baby.
Extreme violence. A lot going on last year. And it's you know, on a lighter note, as far as violence is concerned, we need to yeah, because y'all, I don't know if a lot of people do know, but I am big on us taking care of our environment as well. Mm-hmm. And we're the world we live in, the earth we live in, is not going to stand if we don't keep doing what we're supposed to do on our end. So that comes along with everything, by saving, you know, not hurting each other, not killing each other. All that comes along with saving the whole universe when it comes to our culture. We can't worry about just the people that are in our families. It's not supposed to be that way. We're supposed to be...
You got to worry about everybody.
We're supposed to be a culture of love and a community of hope, strength, and survival. We definitely can have all those... we have all those assets. And we just got to start using them more, utilizing them more, and putting them... to use more forcefully, because if we don't, these little quotes that we think are funny now, and we knew weren't funny back then, but you know, when we had to hear them, because nobody was playing when they used to say that stuff to us, there wasn't no smile on our parents' face. It was dead ass serious. It was dead ass serious.
No smile, no smirk, no nothing. Baby, that face was like
dead serious. So, Rhea Williams, pound 7 1. What's that? Can you tell us what that is? What's those numbers? And yeah, they definitely had they had that serious face to the point where if you tried them any longer, oh, it's about to get violent. Now it's about to get physical. So,
I'm about to jack your butt up.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So, we our culture is not just. You know, we hear black people say that's a black mama thing, that's them crazy black people, all of that. Listen, y'all, people love who we are. That's why they're doing so much
most to mimic us
and be like us. They love us. They love us.
Everything
they
might not about
like the people who doing it and creating all that stuff, but they love us. They might not like the color of the skin, but they love what we produce, the things that we're about, the things that we make vibrant. We're a colorful universe.
They wish they could change their hair as much as we change our hair. One lady, every time one of the nurses see me at my patient, I had on my scarf yesterday. She was like, "You always have something different done here." I sat down on the scarf today. She was like, "But still, every week I see you." She said, "It's very rare that I will see." She said, "Now, sometimes you might have the same style for 2 weeks." I say, "Yeah, I do." But she was like, "It always be gorgeous, though. I wish I could switch my hair up like that." Baby, look. This melon skin here is a gift.
It's
a gift from God. It is a gift from God. And I really do appreciate it.
That's right.
But I can switch up. And baby, they just weeds. You can switch up your hair just like me, too. You don't,
it might not so look easy. Right, but it's
possible. Might not look right. But it's weave. It's weave, you know.
But yeah, y'all. So we are. But anyway, that was our Black Mama show. That was our Black Mama spiel. But before we get out of here, I wanted to thank y'all so much for tuning in, giving us y'all time. Cause on my mama, on my hood,
I look good.
Touch my swag. Wish you could.
They wish. Yeah, they wish, queen. They wish.
But listen, they y'all, wish. We're going to be in Jacksonville this weekend. Saturday, if you in the area, you want to holler at us. We're going to definitely be down and around. We got two, three interviews set up for Jacksonville. So when we get in, We're gonna post a little bit of content, let y'all see what we got going on. But also, we want you all to just make sure that you're taking care of yourselves, that you're eating right, that you're giving yourself water, that you're making sure that you get some exercise, that you're taking that good melanated skin out into that sun so it could be fed. Because you know, we get our polarity from that sun.
It feeds
that skin. So you know, I just want to tell y'all, just take care of yourselves, be kind to yourself, be good to yourself, be kind to one another, take care of one another, all those wonderful blessed blessings, queen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I see Rail Williams saying birthday blessings. Well, happy birthday if it's your birthday and whoever else's birthday it may be.
In July. Happy birthday, July baby.
July babies, y'all.
Right,
y'all,
what,
y'all,
season.
Y'all Cancers and they Leos. So shout out to the Cancers and Leos of July.
Cancers and Leos. That's what we got Cancers coming in July. We got Cancers right now. And then after the 20th, it's going to be Leo season.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Rashard's birthday is July 28th, baby. 16, baby. Mama almost there.
Almost
what
there.
What you say? Yeah, I'm almost there, but I'm finna be a grandmother, step grandmother.
Yeah, you are.
Like, but as I say, don't call me grandma, don't call me Nana, just call me Queen now. I'll take it.
Peace and love, y'all. We appreciate
just
y'all.
Call me Queen. Don't call me Grandma. Just call me Queen.
The grandkids
just don't call me Queen.
Just keep the name the same. Keep calling the Queen, y'all. Don't
just keep calling me Queen. I ain't ready for that grandma and all that type of stuff yet. I'm just 40. Even though my mama was 40 when I had my first one. But you know, it's a blessing. And it's a boy, so.
Well, your husband gonna be very happy to be a grandfather to
already is making plans what he gonna be doing with him and all of that stuff. So just you know, like child, but hey, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in again. We
That's
appreciate
right.
y'all.
We next love day, y'all.
Yes,
like
Jacksonville.
Y'all. We see appreciate y'all Saturday. Y'all take good care of yourself this week and enjoy the rest of the week. Be safe. It's supposed to be a little bit of rain coming, but be safe. Y'all be good out there. Love on somebody, y'all. If you don't got nobody to love on yourself. You feel
that
me?
That part. Motivate Peace. Yourself.
We love y'all. Y'all be good.
Bye.
Bye.